This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And what a spicy show it has been here. But I'll tell you this, we're not done yet. We have all kinds of spite we can pour on Mitt Romney. That'll be fun. Some FBI news. I actually have an Air Force memo that'll be great. But I want to go back to this lady's question, because she was talking about, hey, because freedom is in our DNA, yes, revolutions in general end up terribly for the people. They don't end up great. The people end up worse. But because we have freedom more ingrained in us here, does that put us in a better position for whatever rocky times may be coming to America? And I will answer this with a wholehearted yes. People think that I am a cynic from time to time, or black-pilled, or whatever way you want to put it. Well, it all depends on how you look at that. I don't view myself like that at all. I view myself as a realist. I've told you many, many, many times. I don't think that America, as it's currently constituted, 50 states and all that, Washington, D.C. is the capital, all these things, I do not believe that we can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Our culture is too rotted out. We've imported too many. Internally, we're too bad. I don't believe that. But that is not a doom thing or a black pill thing, because I believe that you, me, our children and their children after them can have incredible lives in wonderful communities in this country because of how decentralized this country was set up. You don't understand the power of the states. The individual states have so much autonomy in this country. I'm in Texas. We have our own power grid here. We have incredible numbers of people, too, who want what you want. They want what you want. They want what I want. It's not like, look, it's not like you and I are some tiny minority. We're 5% of the population. Please just leave us alone. Now, I'm not going to do the lame, we're the silent majority thing. You know how much I hate that, because being silent doesn't get you anything at all. But there are so many millions of people who believe what you believe and want what you want. I am actually hopeful. I am. And the things that give me hope are, I get emails all the time now of, you're getting involved. You're getting involved. People are out there getting involved, and they're becoming more emotionally invested. And that is wonderful. Emails about, Jesse, we flipped our school board. Jesse, I got involved in the primary. We defeated a rhino. This lady's freaking drowning in guilt, and I think it's inspiring. Listen to this one. Jesse, she says, Father Jesse, I have to confess, today was election day and I didn't vote. It wasn't even because of some stupid reason like I hate both candidates or voting doesn't matter. In my opinion, it was an even worse reason. I forgot. I could give you excuses, my wedding's in 2 weeks, so on and so forth. But she said, if we're being honest, I simply didn't make it a priority. Our city's been suffering under liberal communist rule, so on and so forth. In the future, I promise to you and the listeners that I will do better. I will make voting a priority. I will find more ways to get involved. Maybe as a penance, I can work for our guy during his next campaign. If not him, whoever's best holding the line, so on and so forth. And I know half this is tongue-in-cheek, at least I hope it is, but I'm glad you feel guilty. I mean, you shouldn't, you should let it go, honestly. Give yourself some grace. You missed an election. But that is the kind of commitment and mentality we need to begin developing. Remember, I read it so long ago, I should have kept it. I should have kept it so I could read it again. She hasn't emailed us in a while, but there was a former communist who used to listen to the show. Maybe she still does, I don't know. But and she would email from time to time, and I loved when she did because she would talk about their mentality and their tactics and some of the things they would do. And remember that time she emailed in and she said, here's how committed Democrats are to elections in the voting process. She missed a local election. Now, it wasn't even, if I remember right, I don't even think it was mayor. It was one some bond proposal or something. It was some thing that you probably have missed 100 of. And I'll be honest, I've missed 100 of in my life. She missed some random local election. She was so overwhelmed with guilt for missing that because that was her religion at the time. Remember, communism is a religion. It's not a political ideology. She was so overwhelmed with guilt that she had to go see a therapist. She sought out and received therapy because she was so despondent that she had missed an election. Now, I'm not saying I want you to have to go seek out therapy if you miss an election. Please just forgive yourself and let it go. You'll get them the next time. But that shows you the difference in commitment. The difference in commitment. Look, you know, we were playing the Harrison Buckner comments or Butker comments earlier. In case you missed them, here's a little bit of it.
Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
Let me ask you something. This is going to be a hard question for some of you. Let me ask you something. That guy plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. They have already publicly doxed him. The NFL's put out a statement on him. I believe he's probably already toast, probably going to lose his job. So let me ask you something. You a Chiefs fan? If the Chiefs wake up tomorrow morning and cut Harrison Butker for speaking out about life, what are you going to do next football season? And look, I was an NFL freak forever, so I don't think there's a more passionate fan base than Chiefs fans. Like when you're a Chiefs fan, dude, you're a Chiefs fan. It's like Green Bay or Pittsburgh. It becomes almost like a religion. If the Kansas City Chiefs turn commie and run this guy out of town for speaking boldly about abortion and his faith, what are you going to do about it? See what I mean? How committed are we? How committed are we? Are we committed to just showing up every 4 years and voting for president? I'm voting for Trump. Are we committed enough to get involved in local elections? I'm talking boring ones. You know, not sexy things like Congress and Senate and stuff like that. Not that I don't want you to get involved. You know, get involved. Run for those offices. But are we committed enough to do that? Are we committed enough to deny ourselves things in an effort to punish the communists and force our will and our culture back into this country? Are we that committed? Are you going to Disney World this year? I know Aiden, Jaden, and Braden want to go. Every kid grows up, he wants to go. For the longest time, it's kind of one of those rite of passage things. If your family had an opportunity to do so, my family took me to Disney World when I was a kid, and I've taken my kids. That was before all this insanity, so I've done it, right? But now, you see all this crap. Aiden, Jaden, and Braden are looking up at you with their puppy dog eyes. Daddy, please, I want to go see Mickey. How committed are you? Are you taking them? How committed are we? We have a commitment problem. We have a serious commitment problem. We want to do things right up to the point they make us uncomfortable. And look, and I'm not saying this to brag, obviously, although I have no problem bragging. When I turn off this microphone tonight, right when the show's over, maybe you're watching on the simulcast, you see I'm a little overdressed today, a little more dressed up than I normally am. Why? There's a local political event tonight. I'm going. I want to go home. I don't want to go. I'm tired, actually. I want to go home. Talk to my wife. Stuff my face full of pizza. Watch a documentary. I'm dressed up and I'm going to work. I got 2 hours of work when I get off the radio. How committed are we? We have to be more committed than the communists, all right? All right, let's get to some emails. Actually, I want to read this Air Force memo. This is a doozy. Before I do that, I want to tell you about, well, speaking of commitment, they obviously love abortion. They love it. This country, this culture has fallen in love with it. We have so poisoned the minds of people in this country that they believe that you should just kill your baby whenever. Just whatever. Remember, every Democrat believes you should have abortion up to birth. That's how committed they are. How committed are we to saving those innocent little babies? Preborn's in all the way. Preborn isn't setting up these pro-life clinics in some rural place where they're safe. They're wading into the lion's den, the highest abortion areas in the country. That's where Preborn sets up their pro-life clinics, giving free ultrasounds to these women who are about to have abortions. They do this with your support. $28 buys that ultrasound. Go save a life tonight. $28 for a life. Dial #250 and say baby. #250 baby or go to preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget to email us your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. All 3 hours dedicated to you and your questions. Email those in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to the recruiting and retention thing. Remember that soundbite we played a bunch of times? I'm going to play it for you again because this is Senator Eric Schmidt interviewing the Secretary of the Navy. Listen to the spite. Listen to the arrogance. And they want to know why they can't recruit or retain anybody.
Do you believe
that you want all the members of your team to feel like they're included?
Well, I have a question. Do you believe that you were an ally for the 1,878 soldiers who were fired or the 3,746 Marines who were fired for not taking the COVID shot? Were you an ally for them?
Sir, I followed the laws. They disobeyed the law.
Did they feel included?
They disobeyed a law.
They were fired.
They were fired because they disobeyed the law.
Do you regret that? Do you regret that?
currently exist that I have no regrets with.
You have recruitment challenges. You refuse to admit the DEI is a part of this. You're firing qualified people who are well-trained, and you sit here so smugly to act like none of that has any impact on the readiness of our Navy.
Senator, we recontacted 3,500 of the 4,800 people who were fired. You know how many actually decided to come back to the Navy?
How many?
Two.
Shocker.
Two.
Shocker at the level of disrespect they received from their government.
I'm going to read something for you. And as I read it, I want you to picture this. I want you to picture, ladies, this may be harder for you, but I want you to picture you're a 17-year-old boy in South Carolina. You grew up hunting and fishing with your dad. You play sports. You're a football player, and you play baseball, too. Your parents take you to church every Sunday. You like adventure. You're looking to better yourself, serve your country. And you're looking around and thinking, what are my options out there? So I want you, as best you can, put yourself in that young man's shoes. Now, what I'm about to read you is from Marianne P. Malizia. She's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force. She's also the Chief Diversity Officer. This was, 2 days ago? May 13th. I don't know, what's the date today? Okay, 3 days ago. This was May 13th. This was sent out. The subject is Department of the Air Force Observance of Pride Month in June 2024. That's coming soon. Are you in the mind of that young man yet? The football player from South Carolina? The Department of the Air Force is pleased to announce the June observance of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer LGBTQ plus Pride Month 2024. This is a time to celebrate the diversity and inclusivity of our force and honor the contributions of our LGBTQ plus airmen, guardians, and dependents. Our air and space forces are stronger because of the unique backgrounds and experiences of our total force that engender a more inclusive and ultimately more effective team. While we acknowledge the pride progress we have made, we are also mindful that real challenges persist for members of the LGBTQ plus community. Pride Month is an opportunity to acknowledge the pioneers and activists who fought tirelessly for equality and justice. I'll just stop. But is that young man going to join the Air Force? Or is that young man going to do something else? Because 17-year-old rural boys who've been winning your wars for you since the inception of this nation, they're not going to serve that. They'll go do something else. And those losses, the losses we never get, the losses, the guys who never join, they're unquantifiable, but they are catastrophic. They are absolutely catastrophic. I've told you this before. You read so many books on various units and things like that. And I was telling you about this book I was reading called Edson's Raiders. I'm sorry, gosh. Please forgive me, Lord. Edson's Raiders. It's after Mike Edson. He was in World War II, and he essentially started and trained the first unit of Marine Raiders. Him and Evans Carlson, they traded these Raiders. Anyway, they were going over the background of all these guys who are signing up. And these guys are signing up to go jungle fight the Japanese. These are the guys in knife fights with Japanese troops later on. And the resumes, it was amazing. It was honestly amazing. Oh, this guy grew up hunting. This guy's an outdoorsman. This guy's a high school wrestler. This guy was a champion boxer. This guy's a construction worker. This guy's a hunter. This guy's a wrestler. This guy's a football player. This guy's a construction worker. Over and over and over and over and over again. Those are men who strap it on and go kill bad people before they can kill you. And they don't want to serve in the LGBTQ Air Force. They won't serve. They won't. You ask men like that, they'll go do something else. They'll keep working construction. They'll go be cops somewhere. They'll go find other ways to serve their country, better themselves, better their community. Now, it'll end up being a benefit for the firehouses across the country, because I have so many young men who email me, Jesse, I'm going to go fire department now. Hey, our fire department's great. Jesse, I'm going to go be a sheriff or work for the sheriff's department, I should say. I'm going to go be a cop. So it's actually going to end up being a benefit to our first responder community. But daggone. Whew. Bad things for our military. All right. Now, speaking of all this LGBTQ stuff, the FBI's dropping a warning out there. We'll talk about that warning. We'll do some emails. We are going to make fun of Mitt Romney. And we're also going to try to get the pain out of your life. I can't do anything about your emotional pain. Chris is going through emotional pain right now because he didn't get the cheesesteak he wanted. I got him a crappy sandwich instead. And Chris, I wonder if Relief Factor could help with that. I know Relief Factor is more about aches and pains and joints and muscles, but as you sat there watching me eat that cheesesteak, and it was so good, I just want to know, did it hurt, Chris? What? I'm just asking questions. Chris, if you call 1-800 the number 4 Relief, Relief Factor will send you something for the everyday aches and pains that plague you. Is it going to put a cheesesteak in your stomach? No, it's not. No, it's not. But maybe it'll make life a little easier for you, Chris. Anyone who's experiencing pain, whether it be cheesesteak pain or not, call Relief Factor and get some in your life. Natural, drug-free. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. This stuff really is amazing, man. It is amazing how well it works. Go get some. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over, so... Speaking of all this LGBTQ stuff,
why are you gay?
The FBI has issued a warning. This is from the Post-Millennial, that ISIS could attack pride parades around Biden's border crisis. So you have these pride parades where you have grown men pretty much naked, shaking their penises in the face of children. And then you have ISIS who might attack the pride parades. You know what's difficult? Figuring out, as you read history, who to root for when the Nazis fight the communists. What, Chris? It's unrelated. I'm not linking the two things. I'm saying it's hard historically because the Nazis are so bad, right? And Hitler's so evil and they're just so murderous. But man, Stalin and the dirty commies are so bad too. And they're just all evil. And then these two big evil forces started clashing. And me, an American, I find it difficult to figure out who to root for. I mean, I watched the movie, what is that movie? Enemy at the Gates. Enemy at the Gates is the movie. It's got Jude Law in it. It's years old. A pretty good movie, by the way, Chris, Michael, if you've never seen it. Michael's seen it. Of course, Chris hasn't because it's not a comedy. What's wrong with you? Anyway, it's about Stalingrad, based on a true story. It's about Stalingrad. But I was a younger man then, and even then, I was struggling so much. My problem with the movie was not the writing or the actors. Ed Harris is in it. It's a great movie, great acting and everything. My problem was, yeah, they're Nazis. I want them all to die. But, wow, I want all the dirty commies to die, too, and I just don't. Can they all just attack each other? And I just want you to know that was totally unrelated to ISIS and pride parades and whatnot. I'm focused
but
now.
My focus is just stay focused.
Some of these topics can be heavy. I realize that. Super heavy.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
That one might have been 12 boxes heavy. I don't know. Look, I don't know. Hey, Jesse. I've noticed recently you have honored a lot more military members who have died in training than I remember from years past. Is this something you've become more attentive to, or is it actually happening more with all the DEI and other stuff going on? I'm wondering what's going on. What say you? His name is Eric. I don't want to say there have been more deaths in training recently. I will say that is kind of a recent pickup for us. Now, it's not a recent passion project. If you've listened for any length of time, you know that military people who die during training, I've always had a heart for those people and their families, because there's always kind of this, and there should not be, this sense of embarrassment. That's not really the right word, but it's not the same. When you send your son off to Afghanistan and he dies charging a bunker somewhere versus your son was doing mountain warfare training and slipped out of his rope and fell to his death. It's not as if he's alive in either case. And it's not as if you're anything other than heartbroken in each case. But one, you kind of brag to your friends and family about, they'll probably write an article about him in the hometown newspaper. They'll name the local park after him. The other one, they don't name parks after guys who slip from the rope and die in training. And that has always bothered me. They should. They should. Military training is dangerous. If you give your life during training, that's every bit as heroic as the guy who charges the machine gun nest. And those guys are ignored. And I'm always bothered by people who are ignored and shouldn't be. It's why I've talked about the January 6th political prisoners since January 7th. It bothers me. The forgotten man bothers me a lot. We have been doing it more recently because I would say over the last year, Chris, Michael, last year, we decided we were going to lead the show with it whenever it came up. That is not something we had been committed to. We had always talked about them, but as far as reading their names go, it's something we started committing to more and more. So that's why. All right. One more thing before we get to Mitt Romney, and I will mock Mitt Romney. There's an article, I live in the Houston area, and there's an article today from the Houston Press about some suburb of Houston. It's known as Conroe. Now, I've been to Conroe many times. I've been fishing on Lake Conroe with my dad, my sons. Conroe's a really cool place. And the headline is, Conroe ISD trustees consider drafting gender identity policy. This is in Conroe, Texas. And the ISD is going to go full tranny. Why? Why are they doing it? There's another big suburb of Houston here, Katy, K-A-T-Y, and it's red. Their ISD, they just went full tranny too. Why does this happen? You already know, but why does this happen? This happens because the good people don't get involved and the demons do. This happens because the communists move to red areas and they seize critical choke points like school boards while Norm and Norma sit at home watching the game. That's why this happens in red areas across the country. And this goes back to what I was talking about. It's time to make enemies. It's time to go remove these people from power. Look, I want you showing up at school boards and making noise, but that's not enough. You must rip the power from their hands. You must run and defeat them. You must run and defeat them. You must take the power they cling to and rip it out of their hands so they hate you for it. And I know nursery rhyme conservatism wants you to just be nice to everybody. That's not who we are. No, you need to make enemies of these people. These are bad people trying to indoctrinate your children with this kind of crap.
Everything you were taught as a kid is wrong.
You make me want to dance.
Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two...
They teach these things to your children in red areas because you watch the game instead of running for school board. It's time to get involved. It is time to get involved. Each and every one of us, we should be attacking things like this. This stuff should never happen in red areas, and it happens in red areas across the country because people don't pay attention. They bury their heads in the sand. They move to a red area. They have the white picket fence life. Nobody's screaming at them. Nobody's doing these things. And they don't know that Aiden, Jaden, and Braden are in school learning about why they're actually girls and why they suck for being white. It's time to get involved. All right? Get involved. Dig into it. And be bold. Remember, bold. Let me tell you something else. We are craving leadership. The right is so devoid of leadership that people are craving it. And maybe you are that guy or that girl. Maybe you are. And you'll make all the excuses in the world for why you can't. I'm not insulting you. I mean, why you're not that guy. Well, no, I'm just a... Yeah, people always say that about themselves. I'm just a blank, fill in the blank, whatever it is. Ah, Jesse, I'm just a plumber. Jesse, I'm just a housewife. Jesse, I'm just a teacher. We need normal people. We need a lot of justas. We do. What we don't need is these career-educated commie idiots destroying the country. They're what we don't need. What we do need is you. And if you step up, you might just turn around and find that there's an army of people behind you supporting you. Guess what the number one best-selling jersey is currently for the Kansas City Chiefs? It's not the all-world quarterback Patrick Mahomes. It's the freaking kicker.
Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
Number one selling jersey on the Kansas City Chiefs. People are dying for courage, a leader, and maybe that's you. All right? Think about it. Pray about it. Might be time for you to do something. Also, after you pray about it, go get a good night's sleep. Maybe you're sitting there right now. Maybe you're feeling convicted. Maybe you're thinking, wow, that's me. I should step up. I should do this. Think about it. Pray about it. And then go lay down on your MyPillow pillow that you got for $25 during the $25 extravaganza sale and get a good night's rest. You can't make these gigantic decisions to change the country without a good night's sleep. And MyPillow is here to make sure you get a good night's sleep and save a bunch of money. This $25 extravaganza sale, maybe the best part of it is if you spend $75, so that's three things, you get free shipping. And they have all kinds of stuff. Two-pack of multi-use MyPillows, the six-piece towel sets, the sandals, and the Grand Poobah. The thing I lay my beautiful head down on every single night, the premium MyPillow, the one with the Giza fabric on it. You pick your size, doesn't matter. You pick your loft level, $25. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. Take advantage of the $25 extravaganza sale, okay? Or look, you can call them. If you're on the road, just call them. Don't be browsing the internet behind the wheel. 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, we are going to return tomorrow to bring you Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and that's going to be fun. Don't forget to email us your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to headlines I didn't get to in a second. I have to play Mitt Romney. I just, you know, I'm not calling out Utah in particular, because as you know, I adore it, but red states in general, including my own. Texas, what are we doing? John Cornyn, what are we doing? Utah. Man, this guy's your senator.
When you have a person running for president who is not willing to say, I believe the outcome of an election, that's a threat to democracy. And when you weaken our judicial system, when you weaken the FBI, these are things that strike at the heart of democracy. And that's one of the reasons we're fighting as hard as we are to shore up these institutions, tell people the truth about them, and hopefully have folks listen to folks like you to understand what's at stake.
Everything else aside, did you catch that Mitt Romney just referenced the FBI as being the heart of democracy? You catch that? I'll play it again.
When you have a person running for president who is not willing to say, I believe the outcome of an election, that's a threat to democracy. And when you weaken our judicial system, when you weaken the FBI, these are things that strike at the heart of democracy. And
the FBI is now the heart of democracy? And we're not a democracy, remember? That's a dirty commie word. We are not a democracy. Democracies are evil things. We were never supposed to be. Benjamin Franklin said democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. The founders were emphatic that we are not a democracy. Anyone using that word is using communist language. But even if we were, the FBI is the heart of it. Okay. He went on to say this.
It's to someone like me, it's unimaginable that in the party of Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and John McCain and others, that we would see a growing isolationism within our party. I think it flows in part from talk TV, talk radio. And so many in our party have followed that populist streak, which is, hey, stop worrying about the rest of the world. Just worry about what's going on here. What they're forgetting is that we are connected to the rest of the world, that our economy is connected to the rest of the world, that if we'd have had that attitude, then Germany would have ended up ruling the world. All right.
Yeah, always back to World War II. If we'd had that attitude, Hitler would have won, of course. And look, I know, I'm just going to say this. I understand that it can be difficult sometimes to make the leap on things, but fellas, if you've been holding back on buying a male vitality stack from Chalk, please tell me that this doesn't inspire you. Does this not inspire you to get your T levels up?
It's to someone like me, it's unimaginable that in the party of Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker.
Do you want to end up like that? You know, a lot of men are ending up like that at 20, 25, 30 because of all the estrogen that we have in our water. Mitt Romney is obviously pure estrogen. He's estrogen in its purest form. Gentlemen, you need testosterone. It's not just about making babies. It's about being strong, focused, logical. Get a male vitality stack from Chalk in your veins. Natural herbal supplements. Natural, not needles in your arm. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, so you will never sound like
when you have a person running for president who is not...
Get a male vitality stack, gentlemen. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden's National Park Service blocks Knights of Columbus Memorial Day Mass at Virginia Cemetery. Just a reminder, churches, pastors, the federal government has declared war on you. Please stop just sauntering around peacefully, just aimlessly wandering through the country and start encouraging your congregation to get involved. Flashback clip of Jeff Sessions swatting away Biden's hand from his granddaughter proves what everyone knew about Joe. Obviously, this is something we've talked about many times on the show. Joe Biden has a lot of very, very ugly history on video of touching children inappropriately. I don't care what anybody says. That is not how old people who love kids operate, with the grabbing and the nuzzling. That is not how people operate around children. People, normal people, are reluctant to touch other people's kids. Joe Biden looks like a kid on Christmas morning when he sees one. And there is video out there of Joe Biden having his hand slapped by then-Senator Jeff Sessions. Why do you think that is? What do you think Jeff Sessions knew? Popular DC coffee shop close amid union push. Oh, that's hilarious. Are there more Democrat businesses closing down because of union pushes? That's too bad. Biden holding fundraiser with elites in Hollywood as Trump surges. What a shock. Joe Biden's got the Hollywood money. Sharp increase. More than 100,000 police officers attacked on the job in 2 years. I just want to remind everybody that right after St. George Floyd died and this cops are the enemy rhetoric began on the left, that the GOP wholeheartedly participated in this. They actually had law enforcement roundtables. Tim Scott was out there pushing federal police reform. And as a result, 2 years later, cops are getting gunned down every day like it's daggone Vietnam. Kamala Harris's 2019 memoir earned her just $235 in royalties, records show. Man, that has to suck. All right. We're going to do this tomorrow. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We'll have some fun. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.